This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 26th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. SCOTUS upends CWA regulation. Will Congress address Prop 12? And how drought is slowing exports. WOTUS rule likely dead post-SCOTUS. The Supreme Court's monumental ruling on the Clean Water Act likely means the Biden administration will have to define once again which wetlands are subject to federal regulation. This time, however, many wetlands are certain to wind up exempt. In the case of Sackett versus EPA, the court threw out the significant nexus test outlined by Justice Anthony Kennedy in the 2006 Rapnos decision. That test said wetlands could be regulated if they, quote, alone or in combination with similarly situated lands in the region significantly affect the chemical, physical, and biological integrity of other covered waters understood as navigable in the traditional sense. EPA had asked specifically the court to defer to its new rule's definition of adjacent wetlands, which relies on the Kennedy test, but the court declined. The result? That rule's not going to survive any further, said environmental attorney Rafe Peterson of Holland and Knight, whereas previous SCOTUS decisions, such as Rapnos, provided EPA with some flexibility to continue to regulate broad classes of wetlands, ephemeral streams. I don't think Sackett gives any wiggle room, Peterson said. Farmer lawmaker who battled over WOTUS welcomes decision. No one was happier to see the ruling than Representative John Duarte, a nursery owner who once was prosecuted for filling vernal pools as part of plowing a field. The California Republican learned about the decision as he came off the House floor Thursday morning. He later told AgriPulse Steve Davis that EPA or the Corps, quote, should put out field guidance letters to property owners throughout America that set aside any jurisdictional claims they've had over isolated wetlands based on the significant test. The significant nexus test is gone, Duarte said. That means that prairie potholes, small depressions on properties, and vernal pools common in California are no longer jurisdictional under the Clean Water Act. Duarte expects Congress to stay out of the issue. He said, I don't see an appetite in Congress to award any additional authority here, he said. Now, on the other side, environmental groups and their congressional allies say the court's 5-4 decision puts wetlands nationwide at risk. The opinion, quote, undercuts the legal foundation of new science-based WOTUS regulation as it applies to wetlands, Earth Justice said. More than 118 million acres of formerly protected wetlands now faced an existential threat from polluters and developers, said Sam Sankar, the group's senior vice president of programs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senior Democrat cautions on Prop 12 fix. While we're at it on the Supreme Court decisions, a senior California Democrat, Representative Jim Costa, is doubtful the Senate will go along with putting a provision in the next farm bill to override California's Proposition 12, a ballot initiative that regulates animal housing for products sold in the state. The High Court's decision earlier this month to uphold Prop 12, it's expected to lead to a similar ballot initiative in other states. House Ag Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania wants to use the Farm Bill to keep that from happening. It's a nice gesture, but that's not going to stay in the Senate, Costa tells AgriPulse. Now keep in mind, just getting such a provision through the House Ag Committee has been a challenge in the past, but Thompson says there's a better chance of getting a provision in the Farm Bill now that the Supreme Court has acted. Thompson also notes that the two Republicans who fought over the issue last time are both not in Congress anymore, Steve King of Iowa and Jeff Denham of California. The Supreme Court put so much at risk in terms of interstate commerce and agriculture, so I think we're in a good place to do something in agriculture, Thompson said. By the way, this week's guest on AgriPulse Newsmakers, California Republican Representative David Valadeo, says he wants to see the next farm bill expand crop insurance options for specialty crops. The policies, quote, that have already been implemented work very well, said Valadeo. He also wants to see some changes in dairy policy, he said. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Blue Dogs getting even harder to find. The Blue Dog Coalition that was once a significant moderate factor in the House Democratic Caucus is down to 9 members, including Jim Costa. That's a drop from 19 in the last Congress. The coalition was formed with 23 members after the 1994 midterm election and for a while exceeded 50 members until the group was routed in the 2010 election. The coalition named its 3-member leadership team this week. Jared Golden of Maine will serve as co-chair for administration. Mary Sattler Pelota of Alaska will be co-chair for policy and legislative strategy, and House Ag Committee member Marie Glusenkamp Perez of Washington will be the co-chair for communications and outreach. Drought hinders Panama Canal crossing. Vessels are finding it harder to use the Panama Canal after persistent drought in the country forced the Panama Canal Authority to lower the draft restriction. The draft limit for Neopanamax locks are normally 50 feet, but that's been cut to 44.5 feet, requiring container vessels to reduce loads. That according to USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. Some vessels are levying surcharges on container transport, and some are even advising alternative shipping routes, said AMS. Why it's important? Well, a lot of U.S. ag exports are sent in containers to Asia through the Panama Canal because it's quicker and cheaper than shipping them around Cape Horn or through the Suez Canal. Japan, Mexico, and China buoy U.S. corn exports. U.S. corn exports jumped by 20% in the week of May 12th to 18th for about 1.5 million metric tons. That's a 38% increase from the previous week, thanks to shipments to Japan, Mexico, and China, according to the latest trade data released by the USDA Foreign Agriculture Service. The U.S. shipped 511,000 tons to Japan, over 377,000 tons to China, and over 263,000 tons to Mexico during that 7-day period. In the meantime, net export sales of corn for the same week reached a new 22-23 marketing year low. Mexican buyers purchased a substantial 216,000 tons, but China canceled orders for over 331,000 tons. Orders for 216,000 tons by unknown destinations were also canceled, that according to FAS. Mexican and Chinese customers were also mainly responsible for stronger U.S. wheat exports in the week of May 12th to 18th. Overall, the U.S. shipped over 386,000 tons during the week. That's a 78% increase from the week before. Finally, here's today's He Said It. Neither of those two are in Congress, so we'll get it done this time. That House Ag Chairman Glenn Thompson on why it should be easier to pass a Prop 12 provision now that Steve King and Jeff Denham are no longer in Congress. King was defeated in 2020. Denham lost his seat in 2018. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 26th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.
Legal services that achieve cost-effective results.